Let's go, guys.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So I gave you a photocopy of the Maamar of the Perek about Kinyan Sudah in the Sefer. Want to add on a few things from the Sefer that we saw this morning. And then we have other Ha'aras that we have to see too, and then we'll go right to the Gemara. Okay, the first thing I want to mention, I've been wanting to mention this for a while, but the Aruch HaShulchan that Yonah was mechavin to, I think he showed it to me 2 weeks ago, and I never mentioned to you Shir. I never mentioned Shir, so I want you to get it down. We had said that, according to the Shittas HaRambam, do you remember? That the Rambam holds a Pilegish, let's get it down, it's only Mutter for a Melech. So Yonah asked me, what about Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu had Pilagshim. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it was Simon Dalet, wasn't it? Simon Dalet, Yonah, very good, asked this Kasha. You're a Mechavid, the Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha. So the answer is, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that those women were Amma Yivriyas. Those women were Amma Yivriyas. So they weren't really Pilagshim. That's what he wants to answer. Even though the Pasuk says Pilagshim, but he says they weren't really Pilagshim. Because Pilagshim only Mutter for a Melech. And Lamaisa, they weren't considered Pilagshim. I'm Ivriya. That's the first Nikud I wanted to mention. Excellent, Yonah. Very, very good. Okay. Number two, I want to point out, Me'ain this. I forgot who asked it yesterday. Maybe it was Svi or suggested it. You remember Tosos, we went through the Tosos. He had a whole discussion. Let's mention this now. We had a whole discussion about doing a kinyan chalipin with a goy. You remember that? And what did he bring a raya from? Ephraim, right? Ephraim was a goy. So someone suggested it was Kodah Matan Torah. Who said that in Shir yesterday? Svi, excellent. Get this down. You're mechavin to the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes this. The Me'iri says that chalipin lamaisa is not good for a goy. It is not good for a goy. Against the Rabbeinu Tam. It is not good for a goy. Aye, what do you do with Ephron? That was Kodah Matan Torah. Kodah Matan Torah is no difference, Allah Lomaisa, between a Yid and a goy. So he said exactly like you, okay?
I said like him.
Okay, you said like him, but I want you to get it down. And the Shach in Simon Kufchav Tes and Chayshin Mishpat Sivkot and Lamed is Cholik and Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, we don't find in the poskim that a goy is good b'chalipin. The only one we find is who? Rabbeinu Tam. In our Tosas. That Rabbeinu Tam is a Shittas Yechidah. So that's the second Nikud I want you to get. The Shach writes, Yonah, that all the poskim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't find in the poskim that a goy is good b'chalipin. The only one who says it is Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosas. Simi, let's get it down in your notebook, okay? That was the second Nikudah we want to say. So you're a Mechavin to the Me'iri. Yonah's Mechavin to the Aruch HaShulchan, and Tzvi was Mechavin to the Me'iri. Okay, we got it? All right, good. That's the second Nikudah. Please get it. Okay. Now I want to begin now. We had in the Seder, I gave you the Mahalchim of the Maamar that we wrote in Kinyan Sudah, Halach Lamaisa. So let's add on a few Nikudas. Okay. The first Nikudah I want to add on is that there's a Machlokas in Bab Metziah between Rav and Levi, whether we use Caleb Shalmakna or Caleb Shalkona. Okay? Rav says we use Caleb Shalkona, and Levi says you use Caleb Shalmakna. What does that mean? That means the following. That when we do the deal, and I give my handkerchief to Yonah for his mansion, we always think it's a swap. So whose handkerchief should you use? The buyer. I give Yonah my handkerchief, and in swap, he gives me back his mansion. Correct? Levi says no. Levi says that you use the kli of the machne. That Yonah gives me his handkerchief, and he also gives me the what? His mansion. It looks a little weird, according to Levi. But he's giving me both things. And the Gemara says the reason for that is that Levi is so, Yonah is so appreciative that I accepted his handkerchief. Because he didn't know if I'd accept his handkerchief. I accepted his handkerchief, so the Hana that I give him back, he gives me his what? He gives me his mansion. Hana is considered to be what? It's considered to be a kinyan. We'll get to that, not today, but later in the sugyas. He's very appreciative that I gave him something. So therefore, since you appreciate I gave him something, you commit to give me the mansion. Okay? Yonah, I accepted his handkerchief. So the Hana that he got, it commits him to what? Give me his mansion. So it's a Machlokas, Rav, and Levi. Now who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav. However, Tosus in Gittin Mem Amud Beis quotes a Rashi. He himself is cholik on it, but he quotes a Rashi. I don't know if we have this Rashi on Shas, but please get it down. Rashi says that Levi says as follows: not only Caleb Shomakna, but he also says Kol Shekain Caleb Shel what? Shel Kona. Of course, Caleb Shel Kona would be good. That's in the name of Rashi. Please get it down. Rashi is quoted by Tosin Gittin. I don't think we have the Rashi al Shas. He quotes Perish Pekuntras. Tosos in Gittin and Daf Mem. Mem Amar Aleph. Tosin Gittin Daf Mem Amar Aleph says this. So the Rav asked on this. I mean, make up your mind. Aren't there rules and regulations? Tilchos Kinyan Sudar? Make up your mind. Is it Kedel Shokona or Kedel Shomakta? What do you mean? You can choose each one? Aren't there rules and regulations for Kinyanim? Sure, of course there are. Hagbah, you can be Kona Mechomakom. Mashiach is only where? In a private domain. It's not good for Shusir Rabin. So the rules and regulations for what? For Chalipin. What's Pshat with Levi that he held you can do both? What's the answer, says the Rav? Yosef, what's the answer? The Rav said that Kinyan Sudar is a Kinyan what? Das. It's a meeting of the minds. The whole thing with the Sudar is just a what concretization of it. So who cares whether it's the Kona or the Maknas? It doesn't make a difference. That's why there are no rules and regulations. Because the whole thing is symbolic. It's a semel, smali. The whole thing is symbolic. Since it's symbolic, it's not considered to be what? A problem if I hold you could use either or. Yes? Ari, you got it? That's the chiddush that we wanted to say. From what? From the Rav Zatzal. That's number one. Nafkamini. That we're adding on today. Number two. Davar Shalo Ba La'olam. What does that mean, guys? That means a future. You guys know about futures from Wall Street? A lot of people make their living on futures. Okay? Can you acquire a future or sell a future in halacha? Machlokes Rav Meir in the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, yes. Adam makna davar shelo b'liolam. Come and say no. Ain't adam makna davar shelo b'liolam. Person cannot do it. Adam, let's get it down. Machlokes Rav Meir in the Chachamim. Who do we paskin like? We have a machlokes tanoim? Yochid v'rabim? Halachik y'rabim. You're not allowed to sell a future. However, the Ravid in the Tmim Dayim, the Ravid wrote a sefer called Tmim Dayim in Simon Kuf Samach. The Ravid in Simon Kuf Samach in the Tmim Dayim, you know what he writes? He writes an amazing thing. He writes that there is no machlokus when it comes to Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar, everyone holds Kona. No machlokus. Even the Chachamim agree to Rav Meir that it's good. Why?
Das.
What is the chisaron of a davar shelo b'liolam? Two possibilities. What's bad about trying to sell a future? Number one, you don't have the real das. The guy thinks it's a joke. It doesn't even exist, and I'm selling it? It's not a real sale. That's the first chisaron. If the first chisaron normally is das, but if the nature of a Kinyan Sudar is a commitment anyway, then it can be expansive. And it can even include what? What can it even include? It can even include a Kinyan what? A davar shelo b'liolam. Because the whole thing is a meeting of the minds. If the whole thing obviously is a meeting of the minds, it can include even a future. See, by classical Kinyanim like Mashiach, HaHakbah, the Ikar is the what? The Maisa Kinyan. The side requirement is the das. On a future, people aren't serious. So if you assume the chisaron is das, then you can make the Meiri's comment. That's the way halacha lemaisa. That's the way that the Tmim Dayan, the Ravid, writes this. You can make the commitment. But if you hold the chisaron, either the chisaron is das, what's the second chisaron? B'ma nifas. What's b'ma nifas mean? You can't make a Kinyan on something that doesn't exist. So if you say that's the problem, then that's going to be a problem even by a what? Even by a Kinyan Sudar. Okay, Daniel? If you say the problem generally with davar shelo is because it's b'ma nitfas, what is it going to grab on? What's it going to hold on? It doesn't exist. That should be a problem even if you make a Kinyan through a Kinyan Sudar.
But if you say the chisaron is das, you could say you can make it up and compensate for it, because the nature of a kinyan sidur is a kinyan das, and it'll be good even in a situation of a future. That's a second nafgamina that we want to bring out today. Okay? That's a second nafgamina we want to bring out today. Yes, yo. You got it? Okay, yes, Pinchas. No, no, no. Just the whole deal is questionable because it doesn't exist. It's not a good deal. The das is not serious. The das mak, das mak, because the chefs is not there. But when you deal with the mechanism of kinyan sudor, it's a meeting of the mind, so that allows you to include even things that are futures, because the whole thing is a meeting of the minds. Hell, lot clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You got it? Let's get it down. Stephen, you got it? Okay. And then lastly, a third nafgamina, okay? Lastly, a third nafgamina that we wanted to see today. And that was from a Tosfos in Kiddushin as well in our Masechta, and it's on Daf Chafov. Chafov of Bezimas Kahachi Garsinin. It's quoted B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmaya. B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmaya. Who is Rabbeinu Shmaya? One of the Baalei HaTosfos. Lived in the 1200s, right? You know what he writes? He writes, we mentioned yesterday the institution of Schiyah. Remember we said Schiyah yesterday? Zochin La'adim Shalom B'Fanav. Guy could pick up $100 from me in the street and say it's mine, because I would have appointed him a shliach. If you hold like Rashi Tais, a shliach works with Tam Shlichas. The Ritva and Rashi says shliach is lab with Tam Shlichas. It's a special institution on its own. Let's say a guy wants to do a deal for me through a kinyan sudor. He wants to buy Yonah's mansion for me. Yosef wants to do it for me. I don't even know anything about it. He wants to give me a matana. Thank you very much, Yosef. I'm very appreciative. A few million dollar mansion. So what do you do at kinyan sudor? I don't even know about it. Would that work or not? He's doing it on my behalf. You'd have asked me, of course, Zachin Lodim, Shalom B'Fanav. Rabbeinu Shmaya says, no way. It does not work. Allah L'maisa. He says it does not work. You need Mamish Dekona. Kinyan Suter Mahani, Rak B'Fanav. It only works B'Fanav. That's it. Only works B'Fanav, meaning the guy has to do it himself. What on earth is going on with this Rabbeinu Shmaya? Why should that be? What does that make a difference? What's the answer? What's the answer? Is that kinyan sudors are unique and personal, personable, and personal. You need the das of this individual himself to input into this transaction. There's no way Yosef can do it for me. You know, there's a Tosfos written in the second parak of our Masechta that says you can't do shlichas b'mitzvahs. Let's say you want to appoint a guy to put tefillin on. Can you appoint a guy? Avi, let's get it down. For tefillin, let's get the nafkaminis down. For mitzvahs, no, you can't. It's a mitzvah shibaguf. Mitzvah shibaguf, you can't do shlichas. In a similar vein, this is also very personal. It's my goof that I have to input in this deal. And I cannot have Yosef represent me. Simi, you follow me? Shlichus cannot work on a mitzvah that has to be done on my body. I understand that. But I'm saying in a similar way it is. It has to be das from my brain. My intellect. It is like goofo almost. It is like goofo. The input I put in this transaction will be das from my brain. And not from Yosef's brain. And therefore that's a problem, Allah Almighty. So this concretizes, guys, for us this chiddush of what we wanted to bring out today. These three chiddushim. Okay? Now, did everyone chop what we said yesterday with Kol Sekinyana, Adam? What did we say yesterday about Kol Sekinyana? What does Kol Sekinyana mean? You saw it this morning inside in the safe. What does Kol Sekinyana mean? What do we say Kol Sekinyana meant? The word Kol Sekinyana. Finished. Right, a delay between the Maya Sekinyana and Chalos Kinyan. Kol Sekinyana ain't no Kinyan. And what did the Miri say in the Darim, Daniel? By Kinyan Suter, it was what? It was fine. Why is kinyan sudor special? Said Harava Gon Rav Reich Shlita. What did he say? Because the kinyan das. Kol Sekinyana is only a problem when the major focal point of the Maisa Kinyan, and there's a gap between the Maisa Kinyan and the Chalosh Kinyan. But if the major element by kinyan sudor is das, there's no problem with Kol Sekinyana. Correct? There's no problem at all to have that gap. Because it's not the Maisa, it's the das. You follow me? That's the chiddush that he wanted to say. And what was it based on? We saw this morning inside. What was the Ravid? The Ravid was the one you said you needed what? The Ravid is the one you say you need what? You need aid for king and suitor. In which case? When you what? When the suitor is Almanas? Lahaxer. Correct. There's a machlokus in the Nedarim, guys. When we do the deal, machlokus amaroi, daf memchesim and aleph, when we do the deal, can I demand from Yonah back the handkerchief or not? Yes or no? It's a machlokus in the Gemara. It's an amazing machlokus in the Nedarim and Chesim at base. Okay? And the bottom line is that we're assuming, the Miri says that Ravid is talking about a case where I get the handkerchief back. I can demand it back for him. And if I can demand it back, that means I get a $1 million mansion and I get his handkerchief. What on earth is going on? It's a meeting of the minds. And that's when Adam is what? That's when Adam is Ma'akev. Halacha l'maisa. Like Gittin v'Kedusha. Okay? Like Gittin v'Kedusha. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what it means, Kenny B'Toyfus. I can demand it back. Halacha l'maisa. And that's what we're assuming in this Shita. Okay? You can't grab that handkerchief, Yonah. You got to give it back to me. Okay? All right, we got this for? Only in that case does it accentuate the das, and you need a high level of das, and therefore the Edom are Makiv. Unbelievable. Against Tyson, the Tyson Rush later in the Masechta, that's how Chaim Beis says you don't need it, and not only that, Tyson Rush, you don't even need riots, because Dinim Omnis. Dinim Omnis, Edom are what? Livrure Hadavar, to what? Clarify. Are they Makiv? No. Does he still owe me the money? Yes. Good. It's a good suggestion, doesn't play games with me. By Gittin v'Kedusha, they're Edus L'Watlin, Kiyumi Adonai. They supply the environment, they have a high level of Das. And as Ephraim mentioned yesterday, we built up for the woman by Kedusha, she needs a high level of Das. The husband doesn't need a high level of Das. By Gittin, he needs a high level of Das. But at least one of the two always need it. And they supply that environment. Okay, guys? We got it? Let's go. We're rolling. Yeah, go ahead, Simi. Let's go. Say again?
Why is it considered
an hour? Because just like you have to input the das, we made king and suitor special, right? It's a meeting of the minds. It's das. That's what we built up yesterday from the Rav Zatzal. The ikker part of the kingdom is das, not the meisim. And it has to be from your own personal das. You cannot appoint a shliach to do that. Just like you can't appoint a shliach to put on your tefillin, I cannot appoint Yosef to be my das. Because the quintessential element of Quinian Suter is the das that you put into the deal.
I thought it was a long time, Zephyr Lotta doesn't work this way. It's actually
the doesn't make a difference, Halacha L'maaseh. He's representing me as his Kenyan. He can't do that. He can't represent me. I have to do it myself. Because I have to input the das myself. Okay? Yes, Yonah. Yeah, go ahead, Pinchas.
That was only the regular thing.
We don't postulate like Rabbeinu Shmaya. Okay? But we have to understand what that sheet in Rishonim is saying. One of the Baal HaTaisis.
One regular thing, that was the guy that was the aide, the Yosef in that case, you didn't know about Yosef in that case, right? Or did you
know? No, I didn't appoint Yosef.
Yeah, but
Yosef does a deal with Yonah, and I become the owner of the mansion.
In a case where one would appoint Yosef, though, would that work?
Yes, of course.
That's a good enough guy.
Yeah, that's a point. That's
not
a shliach.
It's not just shliach in general, it's just that you don't know about it.
Right, I don't know about it. Shliach will not work. If I appoint him as a shliach, it would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's speaking a little bit to your point. Okay, shliach would be good. But shliach will not be good. Okay? Shliach will not be good. Excuse me, Tom Shlichus, but shliach can't make up something, yesh me'ayim. You follow me? Right, the tefillin comparison is a loose comparison. Because I could appoint him as a shliach, that's true. But if he wants to do it on his own, that won't work. But what blocks it is the notion of the das. Okay? It's a good point you bring up, Sid. Very good. Very good. Okay, good. That's the first, the fourth mahalat. That's a mahalat. Now let's get the following nakudas too, before we get viped in the Gemara. Okay, a few more nakudas I want to do on Kinnitzur. Yes, Yosef, go ahead. I don't have any das. I know nothing. Yonah's willing to do it, no problem. But I have no das kona.
So, but you need das kona.
You need das kona and das makdas, a meeting of the minds. There is no mind here, because I knew nothing about it.
But shouldn't there still be an aspect of love? You don't need das kona in order to do something.
Sure you, no, but by Kinyan Suter you do. That's why Zochin cannot make it up. Because the unique element of Kinyan Suter, that's what I'm saying. There is a great institution called Zochin, but it's not enough to fulfill that mandate. Okay? It's a good question, point of, that's the Vort. Okay, good. All right, let's get the following now, guys. Okay? Very good. Now, I want to get to the following. Please get this down. First of all, I want to mention and stress, please let's get this, the makor of Chalipin. Okay? I want you to get this, okay? Because it's very, very interesting. What is the makor? Okay? What is the makor? So there is a pasuk in Rus that we mentioned. But 2 days ago, we mentioned the following, and I want to point out it's a machlokes. Okay? Tosus writes in Bab Metzia, on Daf Mem Chesem et Aleph, that there is a pasuk in Rus. Okay? And the pasuk in Rus tells us really what? Three different things. Okay? Number one, it tells me the following. Zos lefanim b'Yisrael ala gula v'alatmur l'kayim kol davar shlaf ish nol v'nas l're'eu. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is Geula? Please get it down. The Gemara says Geula is Mechira, Tmur is Chalipin. So Rabbeinu Tam writes as follows. Please get it. Mechira means any sale you do with Kesef for Meshicha. Chalipin means Shava B'Shava, barter, which works with Paris. And what does L'Kaim Kol Davar Shlaf Ish Nalo mean? What does L'Kaim Kol Davar mean? L'Kaim Kol Davar Shlaf Ish Nalo, Kinyan Sudar. Please get it down. Mechir is a classical case of Kesef from Meshicha. Chalifin is Shava B'Shava from the word what? From the word Tzmura. And Shlaf Ish Nalo tells me what? Sudar, which is only good with a Kli and not Paris. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We got it? Toysim Bometzim Emches. Elad, you got it down? Okay, I want to say it outside. Okay? Because we got a lot to do. Alright? Again. The Pasuk says, Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael Ala Gula V'Ala Tzmura L'Kaim Kol Davar Shlof Ish Na'alo V'Nasim L'Re'ehu. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Okay? So what does it mean? That's the Pasuk in Rus. Okay? The Pasuk in Rus. I think we said it was Perek Dalet, right? I don't remember where it was. Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, no? Is it Gimel? Okay. So Perek Dalet, we said. So how is it broken down according to Rabbeinu Tam? Let's get it down, Simi. Number one. What's number one? Mechira is a regular... Geula is Mechira. It's a regular sale with Kesef or Meshicha. What is Tmura? Chalipin, which is Shavu B'Shavu. And what is L'Kayim Kol Davar Shlaf Ish Na'alo? Kinyan Suter, which only can be done with a Kli, not Paris. Shavu B'Shavu can be done with Paris. Okay. Yeah, L'Kayim Kol Davar Shlaf Ish Na'alo. The end of that pasuk is talking about Kinyan Suter. Only a Kli, Yona, but not what? Not fruit. Okay? Shavu B'Shavu can be done even with fruit. Yes, Elad.
And if we say that Rus is the car for Kali,
that was for the Sheva Brachas. That was for the Sheva Brachas. That was for the Sheva Brachas according to one daya. And the other, the Gemara says the reason why he grabbed 10 people is for two reasons. Ksuba Zion and Beis. Either for Sheva Brachas, he needed 10 because he married her, or because he wanted to publicize the din, a Mazaka Le'uber is Kana.
I think there were 8 of them.
I understand, but it wasn't for the mechanism of the Kinyan Suter working. Okay? That's what you got to say. But if you're holding like the Ravid, then you can say what you're saying is right. That you need aid. Okay. What does Rashi say? Let's get it down. What does Rashi say in Bav Metzia? Rashi and Mem Zayinoth has a different interpretation. Okay, I want you to get this. Rashi, Bav Metzia, Mem Zayinam, and Aleph. Rashi says, Mechira means Sudar. The first word meant Sudar. And Chalipin meant what? Shavu B'Shavu. That's what Rashi says. Chalipin, the word chalipin, right? Meaning the word tamura, zu chalipin is shava b'shava. That's what Rashi says in Bav Metzia. He doesn't say anything about shlaf ish nalo. But what you see from Rashi is the what? Then Rashi, I'm saying in Bav Metzia, has a different interpretation of the pasuk.
I'm saying, didn't we say for a bit of time that tamura is also shava b'shava?
Yeah, Tamura Shava B'Shava.
Yeah.
Tamura Shava B'Shava. Right, but Lamaisa Rashi saying Mechira is Sudar. The first and third are switching corner Rashi. They both agree, you're right, that Shava B'Shava is what? Is from Geula. That's correct. From Tamura, rather. But I'm saying Rashi in Bab Metzia says that the first Pasuk tells me what? Tells me Sudar. But what I want to bring out is that according to Rashi and Minatam, there are two distinct concepts. They are two distinct concepts. Shava B'Shava and what else? And Sudar. The difference being is that according to Rabbi Natan, Mechira means what? What does Mechira mean? Kesef Meshicha, Gula, correct. And according to what? According to Rashi, what does Mechira mean? Sudar. Yes? Okay. But there's a third sheet in Rishonim, the Ritva. The Ritva Lamais. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva in Bava Metzia Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says, Tmura Zu Chalipin means Sudar. Sudar. There is no halach of Shava B'Shava. He says Shava B'Shava is the same thing as Sudar. And the Ritva says it in Kedushin as well. Chav Chesem and Alf. It's all one package deal. Shava B'Shava and Sudar are all one thing according to the Ritva. Please get it. According to the Ritva, they're all one thing. End of the day. It's all one package. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So I want you to know this Machlokas L'maisa. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam agree they're two tracks, but they have different Makoros. Yes? The Ritva says it's all from one marker. Okay?
Sudar
and Shava B'Shava, he doesn't even say a word about Shava B'Shava. Okay? Shava B'Shava, Sudar represents everything, he says. Okay? That's an interesting machloikis I want you to get. Now, Lamay Nafkimina, please get it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shava B'Shava works even by Paris. Even by Paris. Whereas Sudar only works with a what? With a Kli. Only works with a Kli. Okay? Please get this. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shava B'Shava works also with Paris. Not just a Kli. But Sudar only is with a Kli. And Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to claim that Rashi argues. And he says that Shava B'Shava only works with a Kli, just like Sudar only works with a Kli. Even though they're two different dinim, two different tracks, but they both only work with the Kli and not Paris. They both only work with the Kli and not Paris. This is the sheet of what? This is the sheet of Rashi, according to Shmuel Rozovsky. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisin, that's the Chiddush. We got it so far? Okay? Two more Nakudas on this. Please get it. There is a possibility... And Tosfos says this, that even Rabbeinu Tam, Peiros are only good by Shova B'Shova, but a Matbeah is not good. We said it yesterday in Shir that a Matbeah is not good. A Matbeah is not good, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Shova B'Shova is good, but coins are not good even for Shova B'Shova. Halacha L'maisa. And the Rashba on Daf Chav Ches Amud Bey says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even a Matbeah is kind of Shova B'Shova. Even a Matbeah is kind of Shova B'Shova. Okay, we got this? So again, let's get this again. Let's hazard this over. Ari, you got it? Please get it. We had Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam agree there are two different tracks. Yes, Mayor? But they're two different Makoros. The Ritva says it's all one track, Shava B'Shava and Sudar. All one track. So there's only one marker. That's it. L'may Nafkamina, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that they're two tracks. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what? Shava B'Shava is good even with Kalim and Paris. Sudar is only good with Kalim. Rashi holds, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, that even Shava B'Shava is only good by Kalim. Even though the two tracks, they're both only good by Kalim and not Paris. And then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Shava B'Shava is good with Paris, what about a Matbeah? So Tosfos writes above Metzia Mem Vav Beis, it's not good with Matbeah, and the Rashba writes that it's good even with a Matbeah, Shava B'Shava. You can flip coins and do a barter with that, and then it's going to be good. Halacha L'maisa. The last one?
No, the first.
The Rabbeinu Tam holds that Shava B'Shava is good B'Kalim and Paris. Barter. Sudar is only good B'Kalim. Only good with a handkerchief. That's it. Yes? You got the last Nakuda for Rabbeinu Tam? That even that Shava B'Shava is good even with Paris. What about coins? What do you say about coins? So what's the din?
So according to Tosafot Bavitzir, coins are good, and the Rashba says coins are even good. So if you hold Shavu B'Shavu, it's even good payers in coins. Welcome.
We distribute money twice a year, Tanir and Zifra, over 400 poverty stricken families. Before now, Yom Tovim, it's over 400 families, and if something appreciable to each family comes out to a lot of money. It used to be that a fraction of that money can bring Yitzhak and its alumni. Now, over the last 5-7 years, more than 80% comes from the yeshiva and from its alumni. The reason I'm involved with this stock and I got in Cleveland is that years ago, my social shopping personal friend of mine would be worthwhile coming to yeshiva. He said, what do you have to lose? We had a lot to gain. The reason I'm involved with this stock is, first of all, it's probity, it's honesty, the fairness of this stock. We look at the families, we select them, and those who more need, we give them a greater stipend, less in need, and it varies. And then, equally important, is that when you give a stoker, you like to think some of it goes to where it's supposed to go. Yeah, every single dollar that you send goes to the areas as well. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. We wire it, it has to be transferred. And that does not come out from here. It's separately funded. So if you give a dollar, it goes to the end of the smile. It's an honest doctor, and the people are very, very poor. I ask you to do whatever you can do, whatever you can do subsequently. If you get the money, a commitment even, to Herschel Schaffer, will lay out the money. He'll phone me, and then we'll take it from there. For tax purposes, checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund. As a congregation total tefillah, we simply transfer it. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do.
Are you? Yeah. Yes. It's the mitzvahs.
How are you?
Thank God already.
You're still you can have my
card. Yes. Say good person. Depends on the day. Today was traffic. Sometimes it can be very bad traffic. It's getting worse than traffic. But they say a lot more people than in the tri-state areas. So. While you drove? Oh, when you were in traffic. You have a good adventure.
I give you a brother. Always be on the giving side, never on the other side.
Amen. It's the brother. Okay. All right, so next Nakuda we're up to is as follows, guys. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Next Nakuda is. Rashba says the halacha lomaisa will work with matbeah, and Taisa says the bamitzia will not work with the matbeah. Will not. Elad, yes.
What would the Ritva
say? Ritva doesn't speak about this Nakuda. About what? About the matbeah?
Yeah, about Kli versus Peres.
No, the Ritva doesn't speak about that lomaisa. The Ritva just says halacha lomaisa the same track. That's all. So it would follow that whatever you say by one, you'll say by the other. So I'll pidin, if a suitor only needs a kli, I would assume Shav B'Shav only is good with a kli too. I would assume he would hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? That would follow like that, because it's all one track. Okay. And then the last Nakuda I want to get to on this, and then we got to start in the, we have a few Nakudas, and then we got to start the Gemara about a Hekish I wanted to mention. But what last Nakuda, there is a Shita Sarif. Tshuva Sarif, please get it. He says, is anyone familiar with the Isra of Onah? What is the Isra of Onah? The Isra of Onah is overcharging. So the Tshuva Sarif writes, by Khalifin, there is no din of Onah. Why is there no din of Onah? Because only by a sale, it says in the Pasuk, Chitim Kru Mimkar.
only by a sale. But chalifin is a swap. Okay? So the Ksos HaChoshen writes, Daniel, please get this down. The Rif writes in the Tshuvas that there's no Isser of overcharging by chalifin. And he says, because why? It says, V'timkru mimkar. Chalipin is a swap, it's not a sale. And therefore there's no Isser of overcharging. The Ksos writes in Simen Kuf Tzadi Esif Kotn Aleph that he says, by chalipin sudar, also there's no ono. And here, one can beg to differ. And this is what I want to bring out. Says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky that according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that chalipin sudar and shava b'shava are two tracks. I want you to get this. He says, shava b'shava is a real swap. So on a real swap, there'll be no ono. But on a sudar, it's like a mechira. And therefore, there will be an isra ono. That's what he wants to say according to Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis will argue on that riff. The Ksos is extension of the riff. Because here, sudar will be more machmer. Because sudar is more like a mechira. Because it's not an equal swap. Shava b'shava is an equal swap. If it's an equal swap, it's not a mechira. There's no isra ono. You follow me? So he says Rashi and Tosis will argue on the Tshuvas Arif. But Halach Lamaisa, the Ritva that you had asked, says he never heard of such a thing. The Ritva Lishitaso Elad says there's no difference in Sudar and Shava B'Shava. And the Halach is that what? He says there's no difference between the two. Halach Lamaisa. He says people are going to play games. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy with a handkerchief so I won't be over this sort of what? I won't be over this sort of overcharging. It's ridiculous. If there's an Isra of overcharging across the board, he says, Halach Lamaisa. So he holds Lishitaso, Halach Lamaisa, there's no difference between Chalifi Surah, Chalifi Shava B'Shava, and therefore the din is, can't believe the Rith. Someone who buys with a suitor won't be a din of Ona, he's Cholik on the Rith. He argues on the Rith. He says it cannot be Halach Lamaisa. He says, of course there's Ona, there's overcharging. People would play games with that and they would get out of it. Okay, very, very good. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Ritva. Ritva says, Al Pidin, there's an Isra of Ona, Al Pidin, Halach Lamaisa. Has to be an Isra Ona. Whatever you say by one, you're going to say by the other. If by Suter there's an Isra Ona, so too by Shava B'Shava there's Ona. People start playing games. Oh, he'll charge me a mansion for $5 million when it's only worth $1 million because we did what? We did through a Suter. That's ridiculous. Halach Lamaisa. He says, if there's an Israel, no, by Suter, there's an Israel also by Shava B'Shava. He argues wholeheartedly on the Rif. But we can answer the Ritva's Kash on the Rif very well. There's two dinin. There's one Shava B'Shava, there's one din. There's no no, but by Suter, there's no no. Okay, good. And the last Nakuda I want to get, let's look at the Tosis now. Inside. Okay? We're not going to we read the Tosis inside before we go right to the Gemara. What was the last thing that we said yesterday in the Tosis? Does anyone remember? What was the last Nakuda we had yesterday in the Tosis? What was the last Nakuda?
There was a chain in the work.
Exactly, you can have a chain. Why do you have to dig up a pasuk that you can't buy an Eved Ivri with what? With Chalipin. Why don't you learn how to Hekish? Right? What was Gemara's answer? What was Tosis' answer? That Xerishova can never what? Can never exclude things and make things more makel. Right? I understand. Wasn't the Kasha Hekish? Wasn't the Kasha Hekish? The Kasha was a Hekish. Make a Hekish. What's the Teretz of Tosis? Jereshava. I want you to get this down. There are three hermeneutics. Kal v'chomer, Jereshava, and a Hekish.
The answer
was a premise from Jereshava. Right. No, no, but it was the answer is from a premise of Xereshava. The premise is from a Xereshava. What was the kasha was, the kasha of Tosus was, make a hekish. So you don't need to dig up a specific pasuk. So he gives an answer and he says, when you use Xereshavas, you can't use what?
The answer,
but I'm saying the answer was from a Xereshava, chil by Truma.
Oh, that is.
Yes, and that's the rule that he learned. Okay. He lumped together, he learned a rule from Xereshava to a Hekish. A Kal v'chomer, can you judge Me'atzmo?
No.
Do you need a Mesorah from a Rebbe? Yes, you can do a Me'atzmo. You don't need a Mesorah from your Rebbe. Xereshava, you need a Mesorah Kabbalah from your Rebbe. What about a Hekish? Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Let's get it.
What does Rashi hold and what does Tosfos hold? Rashi and Sukkah holds Beferish. Rashi and Sukkah says it's like a Gzera Shava. Kamo, Gzera, Shava. You need a Mesorah from your Rebbe. Tosfos and Sukkah holds what? It's Kamo what? Kal v'chomer. You don't need a Mesorah from your Rebbe. What does our Tosfos do? Adam, what does our Tosfos do? In his answer, he equates a Gzera Shava with a what?
Hekish.
So our Tosfos goes better with Rashi. Our Tosfos goes better with Rashi that he links up a Hekish with a Gzera Shava. Tosfos in Sukkah doesn't go well with our Tosfos. That's the horror of the Dvar Yaakov. I thought it was a beautiful horror. Because Gzera Shavas and Hekesh's Tosfos say can only include things or be machmer on things. So you see, he puts together Gzera Shava and Hekesh. That's Rashi and Sukkah, who lumps together Gzera Shava with a what? With the concept of what? With the concept of a Hekesh. Rashi says that you need a Mesorah from your Rebbe, just like by Gzera Shava, you need a Mesorah to make a Hekesh. So he lumps together the two. So too our Tosfos lumps together the two. Okay? Our Tosfos also lumps together the two as well. Our Tosfos lumps together. Tosfos and Sukkah does not. The Tosfos and Sukkah does not lump the two together. Okay, we got it? So I'm saying in a similar vein, Tosfos by us is going like Rashi and Sukkah against Tosfos and Sukkah. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. Alright, you got it? Because we said yesterday that Tosfos equates Gzera Shava, and he also equates what? He equates the Hekesh. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay, very good. Okay, let's go now. Okay? Now we see the what? We got to go Vayter in the Gemara. Let's see Vayter in the Gemara. Let's see inside, guys. Okay? Let's see Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, then we got to see the Taisus. Let's see Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see inside. Who wants to read the Gemara? Let's see inside. Daniel, let's read the Gemara. Go ahead. Minyan de Sefer. Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see inside. Okay? Minyana de Sefer meant what? Kone Satsa B'Shtei Drachim, the first line. Okay? Go ahead. Just like Yavama doesn't go out with a get, is Yotze B'Chalitza. Zu. This woman that goes out with a get, she should also go out with Chalitza. Kamash Milan, so she can't go out with Chalitza. Go ahead. Vema. Maybe she should go out with Chalitza. Omer Kra. The only thing that can destroy the marriage is a get. Nothing else can destroy the marriage. Okay. So at the end of the day, a woman cannot terminate her marriage through a what? Through a Chalitza. Is that correct? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Let's get it. Is Chalitza a mitzvah or a matter? Is Chalitza a mitzvah or a matter? So this is a major, major machlokas in the Gedol HaAchronos. What does this mean? But the question is, though, is it a mitzvah, though? You have an 80-year-old couple.
It wasn't a mitzvah,
then
you wouldn't be allowed to...
No, that's talking about Yibum over there. Yibum and Chalitza, okay? Okay, Yonah, the Yibum goes with Chalitza. So what I want you to get is the following. It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. The Chacham Svi in Siman Aleph says there is no mitzvah by Chalitza. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, we don't force him to do Chalitza. The Chacham Sofer writes, if you have an 80-year-old couple, and they have a situation, Yavim and Yavama, they're not interested in Chalitza. Do they have to do Chalitza or not? No. Says the Chacham Sofer, they do not have to.
So
the Chacham Svi and the Chacham Sofer say it's not a mitzvah, it's only a matter. Chacham Svi and the Chacham Sofer say it's only a matter, it's not a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, I don't care whether what. You're not interested. You should do it, no matter what. You should do it no matter what. Okay?
They say
that it's a matter. If you hold it's a mitzvah, then they should do it if they're 80 years old. Let's say they don't care about Lamaisa. She's not interested in getting remarried. What's the purpose of doing Chalitza? You want to be able to allow the woman to remarry.
If it's not a mitzvah, then she says, fine, I'm fine with not doing chalitza. But you're stuck. She says, I don't care. I'm not interested in getting remarried. If you hold it's a mitzvah, you still got to do it. If it's a matter, she doesn't want the matter. Right? So that's the machloikis. So it could be, let me ask you a question. If you wanted, if you read the Gemara we just read, what would you say? You think you can prove our Gemara either way? From our Gemara, what would you say? Yes or no? Which way can you prove? Why is it a matter? He holds like what you said. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, you can prove from our Gemara that it's a what? That it's a matter. Why? Why? You tell me. Why can? Because the Gemara wants to learn a Kal Vachomer that what? A woman should go out with chalitza. When a woman gets divorced, God forbid, is she doing a mitzvah? No. There is no mitzvah. She just gets released. That's what he wants to say. She just gets released. So if she just gets released, if you want to compare the two together, then what do? If you want to compare the two together, then they got to be on the same lane, same plane. So a get is not a mitzvah. So too what? So too chalitza won't be a mitzvah. That's what he wants to say. Halacha
l'maisa. That's a mitzvah from Baal's perspective.
What'd you say?
Baal's mitzvah.
If in fact it's if the grounds for a divorce, right? When there are grounds for a divorce, it will be a mitzvah. You're right, Daniel. But if there's no grounds for a divorce, it's not really a mitzvah. Do you know the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, I want you to get this down. That's why there's no bracha on a get. Why don't they say a bracha before a guy gives a get? He says most getting are given for the wrong reasons. So they made a low plug. There's no bracha ever.
I mean, he says, what's grounds to be that he doesn't want to be what? He's not your husband anymore.
Like, right, but the Gemara in the last Mishnah gives you three sheetas. What's the grounds for a get? One is if she was Mizana. The second one is if she burnt the chulin. And the third one is if you're more attractive to another woman. And we basically poskin in that until she's Mizana, unless they totally can't get along. If they totally can't, if it's Yerva, then it's a mitzvah to divorce her, or they totally can't get along. That's why the Mizbech cries. Why does Mizbech cry? So there's a God, I once heard in Munsi, it's Mechadish, that a Mizbech cries. The Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash cries. Why? Because the Mizbech is a place where people offer. And in this relationship, they're not offering enough to one another. That's dafka why the Mizbech cries. It's a beautiful pshat. But Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say, I want you to get this down. He wants to bring a raya from the Gemara that get is compared to chalitza because we want to make a Kal Vachomer and that a woman should go out with chalitza too, even though at the end of the day we say not that way. He wants to bring a raya from here that chalitza is only a matter, not a mitzvah. Please get it. Now the truth is, chalitza, halacha l'maisa, if a katan does a chalitza, is it good or not? What do you say? Is chalitza of a katan good or not? Chalitza of a katan is good if it's omed al-gabav. If there's a gadol standing over it. Gadol, omed al-gabav. If the gadol is supervising him, it's good. A boy below the age of chalitza, below the age of bar mitzvah does a chalitza, as long as a gadol supervises him, it's good. You know why? You know why it's good? Because all he's got to do is do a maisa, and then the Torah takes over. The Torah generates the chalos, not him. The Torah takes over and generates the chalos. Therefore, a katan can do it with a gadol supervising him. And that's the same thing Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say, even though a get, the husband generates it, the Torah doesn't take it over. But the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, the Gemara is learning out, Isha should be like what? Isha should be like the Baal HaMagarish Ayedei Chalitza. We should be able to learn out that a woman should be what? Should be Isha Yeah Baal HaMagarish Ayedei Chalitza. Let the husband be able to divorce her through a Chalitza. Just like you can do it through a get, halacha l'maisa, he should be able to do it through Chalitza. Now normally in Chalitza, what? Who does it? You do an action and the Torah takes over. It's Memeila. That's what Reb Chaim says. That's why you don't need Eis L'Kiyum Adav. Remember? We said according to Rambam, for even chalitza, you don't need Eis L'Kiyum Adav because it's a maisa and the Torah takes over. By getting the kedush, you need a high level of das. Therefore, what you need Eidim. But even chalitza, no, you do a maisa and then the Torah takes over. Therefore, you don't need Eidim L'Kiyum Adav. Says Reb Chaim. You follow me? Therefore, we want to say the same thing here. Let the woman get divorced. The husband takes over. He does a whole maisa. You need a high level of das. So let the husband also divorce her through chalitza. That's l'maisa, what we have here with this comparison to get and chalitza. Number one, we can bring out that maybe it's a matter, not a mitzvah. because he said only on a few occasions is it a mitzvah a gerushin. Number two, we're saying that even though chalitza is normally that you do a mice and the Torah takes over, that's why a cut in omen agabav, gut omen agabav is good. But we want to say that just like a husband takes over and gives the get, so maybe also lemaisa he should be able to what divorce her through chalitza as well. Okay, he should be able to divorce her lemaisa as well. Halacha lemaisa. That's what we want to say. Even though what I'm saying is that get is a high level of das and chalitza is not, but the Gemara is comparing the two and say let him be able to do everything. Let him be able to do get. Let him be able to get rid of her also through chalitza too as well. Okay. Even though in categories they're less or lower levels, okay? To terminate a marriage. That's what the Gemara wanted to do. Yes, a regular marriage. The Gemara wanted to what? Yeah, the Gemara. It's just being masked with the Gemara. That's why we dug up a pasuk. Say for kursa, they ain't dover akher kursa. If it wasn't for the exeris of kosef, then you could divorce a woman with chalitz. Yes? So chalitz is, even though it's a lower level, that it's a maisa and a cut could do it, but la maisa and gerish it's on a higher level, but the Gemara is saying, let the Baal be able to do both. You follow me? Let the Baal be able to do both. I mean, the truth is, it makes sense. If he can create a get, he should be able to create what? He should be able to create chalitza too as well. If he can create a get, he should be able to create chalitza too as well. Because the chalitza is a lower level push-up shot. So maybe you can bring a rye here that it's a mat. Yoni, you got it? A lot clear? Okay. Now I have a little bit of a kasha here that I gave you in the Marmakinus. What's the kasha? The Rashba and the Ritva ask. Yes? Rashba, Dibramaskuminon, and the Ritva ask what? What do they ask? What do we exclude here? Stephen, about terminating a marriage. Avi, let's get it down. We said a man can only terminate the marriage through a get, but not through chalitza. What about kesef? Why can't he divorce her through kesef? Let's get it down in the computer, Mayor. That's what the Rashba and the Ritva ask. Why can't you just divorce her through kesef? Ramakish Avaya Liatziah? No. No. We're talking about a regular married woman in the Gemara. Pinchas. A regular married woman. Kone Satsum Shtei Drachim. What'd you say? Why not? The Gemara in Daf Hamad Aleph. Says what you said. Daniel, it's a good. It's a very good point. But what could the Gemara have just said here? That's what the Gemara could have said. So why did the Gemara say it? Why does the Gemara say chalitz is bad? Say kesef is bad. Right? That's what I'm saying. You're backing up what I said. En kategor nasas enegor, or because of ayliyatzia. Whatever the case is, Allah halamaisa. But the bottom line is that what? Can you divorce your wife through kesef? No. Why did the Gemara say it? Why does the Gemara only exclude chalitza here? That's what they're bothered by. The Gemara could have just as easily said the Mishnah is excluding money. That's their kasha. That's what they point out. Could have just as easily excluded kesef. Okay? That we're not makish avaya. We're not makish etziyah avaya. Right? Why does our Gemara pick on chalutza? Why didn't it exclude kesef? That's the kasha I want to bring out. That's what the Rashba and the Ritva say. So what's the teretz? The teretz is as follows, they say. Beautiful. You know why? Because the bottom line is here, chalitza is better. Because chalitza does what? Does terminate some marriage. What type of marriage? A levirate marriage. Where they haven't done yibum yet. They had a zika. So chalitza, we already know, can terminate something. So maybe we think it terminate a regular marriage. Kamashmala, no. It can't terminate a regular marriage. Kesef can't terminate anything. The only thing Kesef was able to terminate was allowed on Eved to go free. That's the only thing that Kesef allowed. We never found any that Kesef ever terminated any marriage. Never allowed a woman to go out ever. So that's why Lamaisa, we needed to what? We needed to pick on Chalitza. Halacha Lamaisa. Now what does the Tosfos Ri HaZaken say? I gave you on the spot. Did you see the Tosfos Ri HaZaken? Read that in there, Daniel. Let's read it inside. It's on the daf. Vein davar acher kursa. What does the Tosfos Ri HaZaken say? Go ahead. Vein davar acher kursa.
I did maisa baal. I was also baal. I
Oh, what does he say? Mrs. Abal matters her. Why didn't we exclude that from Sefer HaKrisis? Only a get. Why didn't we exclude Mrs. Abal? What's the answer? Because here we're dealing with actions that either the husband does or the woman does. The get is given al yidei the husband. The chalitz is done by the woman. She spits, she removes the shoe. Right? We're not talking about Mrs. Abal. Mrs. Abal does not exclude it from the pasuk. Mrs. Abal is a different genre in Gansrin. No one's doing Mrs. Abal. Hashem causes the Mrs. Abal. So it doesn't even come on the table, Mrs. Abal. No, no. What he's saying, he's asking, why don't we exclude Mrs. Abal? Yeah, why don't? Why does the Gemara only exclude Chalitza? You know why? Because the Gemara is only dealing with actions. Whether he does the action or get, or Chalitza, she does the action. But it's only dealing with actions. And we're saying the get is the good action, and Chalitza is not a good action. But Mrs. Abal is not even an action, so it doesn't even come onto the table. So it's not excluded. It's a different track completely. And we learned it 2 weeks ago from what daf? Adam, we learned it 2 weeks ago from what daf? Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Misa Baal matters the what? Matters the husband. It's a special Gezeres HaKosef. Okay? So you're not going to exclude something that's not of the same genre.
So what's the reason? So this saying we shouldn't even talk Baal and Mishnah?
No, Tosus Riazokin is bothered by. What does a Gemara exclude? Gemara says you can terminate a marriage with what? With a get, nothing else, not chalitza. What about Mrs. Abal? Mrs. Abal can terminate a marriage. Why don't we exclude that? Why don't we say kursa, main davarach, or kursa, and also Mrs. Abal would be bad? Because get is a maisa. It only can, this maisa is good, another maisa is not good. What's the other maisa? Chalitza is not good. Only one mice is good. The other mice is not good. Only one type of mice is good. The other type of mice is not good. But Misa Baal is not a mice, so it doesn't even come onto the table. So it's not excluded at all. You follow me? To exclude something, you have to have something that's of a similar category. So one action is good and the other action is not good. Okay? That's what the Tosfos Riazakin wants to say. Beautiful pshat, lo mice. Okay? So at the end of the day, what are the two ways to terminate a regular marriage? Get and Mrs. Abal. Why don't you exclude Mrs. Abal? Because Mrs. Abal is not of that category. We exclude only something of that category, which is a maisa, which is what? Which is chalitza. Okay? Which is, no, you. It's good, yeah? Which is chalitza. Okay, good. You got it, Daniel? Chlor? Makes sense, too, right? I mean, if you're a literalist, you take this Gemara literally, then the only way you should get to be able to terminate a marriage is get. No! We're only excluding chalitza. And why has kesef not come up? Kesef never came up. No, because it never terminates any. It's not shaykh. It never terminated a woman ever. Chalitza, though, terminated what type of marriage? A zika, a leverite zika. Right? A zika, a leverite zika, and what it terminated. So I would think it would be able to terminate a regular marriage. Okay? All right, good. Okay, let's see Tysus now, guys. Let's go. Let's see the Tysus. Guys, let's see inside. Everyone look inside. Let's go, Daniel. Okay, we got the Tysus. We'll go through it. Let's get it clear. Go ahead. Go ahead. Vein davar acher. Period. What's the kasha? What's an Amma Ivriya? Father sells his daughter to a guy. She's an Amma Ivriya. Then she becomes an Amma Ivriya. Correct. We mentioned in the beginning of Shir from the Rosh Hashulchan from Yonah. The Rosh Hashulchan. So his kasha is a great kasha. An Amma Ivriya should go out free with chalitza from the same Kal v'chomer. Ma Yavama, don't skim. Ma Yavama, that's not Yotze Beget. It's Yotze Bechalitza. An Amma Ivriya, that's Yotze with what? A get shikhr. How do you free an Amma Ivriya? How do you free an Amma Ivriya? You give her a star shikhr. How much worse is she should go out with chalitza? That's a great kasha. Go ahead. The ain what? And don't tell me that a regular woman should prove it wrong. How would a regular woman prove it wrong? Because she goes out with get and doesn't go out with chalitza. So Thun Amma Ivriya goes out with star shikhra and not with chalitza. Right? That would be a great answer. Pircha means a shlug up. You know what a shlug up is? Destroys the Kal v'chomer. That would be a great shlug up. Go ahead. Why is it not good? Don't bring it up. Yeah, because you can't have a woman, a regular married woman, save an amivriya, because a regular married woman is in a separate box. A regular married woman does not what? Cannot terminate her marriage with money. She can't terminate with chalitza. But an amivriya does go out free with what? With kesef. So therefore, maybe it is good chalitza. So we're back to the kasha. Everyone got that? So what's the kasha? Ezra. That an amivriya should be able to go out with chalitza. Yes? Just like Yavam is what? It's not yotze beget. But it's yotze bechalitza. An amivriya that's yotze beget surely should be yotze bechalitza. That's Tosis kasha. Yes. Just like Yavama, that does not go out with the get, Yonah. If she's locked in, what breaks the lock? The Zika, Chalitza. But just like Yavama's not Yotze Beget, is Yotze Bechalitza, how much more so an Amivriya that's Yotze Beget, should be able to be Yotze Bechalitza. That's Tysus Kasha. Great Kasha. And don't bring in a married woman to save the day, because a married woman box it. Because a married woman is not Yotze Bekesef, and Halach Lamaisa, she's in a box on her own. That's why she's not Yotze Bechalitza. And Amivriya is Yotze Bekesef, so she should be Yotze Bechalitza. She can be bought out. She can be bought out with. She can be. Star can release her. Kesef can release her. The great Kasha Tysus. What's the Pnei Yoshua's answer? Before we get to Tysus' answer, what's the Pnei Yoshua's own answer? It only works by what? It only works by what? It only works by Isurim. Correct. Chalitz only works by Isurim. Correct, Daniel. That's what the Pnei Yoshua says. The Mask of Ain. Chalitz only works on Isurim. Doesn't get rid of Kinyanim. This woman is bound up. Mashakana Evikana Rabo. There's a Kinyan moment on Naomi Vriya. So Chalitz Avi would never release that, yes? Chalitz only releases Isurim. Like the Leverite marriage. That's a Pnei Yoshua's own answer. Okay? We got it? Okay? Okay, that's Tysus. That's what Tysus wants to say. Okay, very good. That's what Pnei Yoshua wants to say. All right, go ahead. Halacha lemaisa. Let's see. So Tosis said, I have a pircha on it, right? Right? What's the pircha? All right, let's see now. Yesh Lomar, go ahead. Ah, regular woman won't save it, but a Shifcha Kananis will save it. We'll destroy this Kavachomer, okay? Because we tried to destroy this Kavachomer through regular mirror, but we boxed the regular woman, married woman in. Remember we said she's special, she's not Yotze because Yotze Bechalitza? So now Tos is going to come up with a new answer to destroy this Kavachomer. Read again, V'yesh Lomar. What's Hey Aleph mean? Yeah. So I was bothered by this, and Ben and Pickles were asking me, I think Tosus means when he says Hava mean, it means at this stage. At this stage, right, we're going to give this following answer. It's not going to stick. It's going to slug it up in a minute. But what's the answer? V'yesh Lomar. Ah, there it is. A Shifcha Kananis is a half-Jewish woman. She was bought out the slave market as a non-Jewish woman, and she put mikvah. She can be bought out with Kesef, not Bechalitza. So too Nami Yivriya. Even though she's Yotze Bechalitza, it's not Yotze Bechalitza. There it is. Beautiful. That's a good answer, no? That's a good answer. Is that correct? What's the difficulty with this? I gave you the Ma'arit and the Marsha. What do they ask on this? What do they ask on this? You guys tell me. What did he say? It says the Shifcha Kananis, yeah? He says the Shifcha Kananis. Yeah, he brings in the Shifcha Kananis. So what does the Shifcha Kananis save the day? It's Yotze Bekesef, it's not Yotze Bechalitza. Is that correct? So the Marsha asks on Tyson, the Ma'arit, listen to this. I want you to get this. Listen to this kasha. He says, I can make up the following new Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer, Daniel? Ma Yavama, that's not Yotze B'Simonim. What's Simonim? When she becomes a mature woman, a Nara. A Yavama is not Yotze B'Simonim, or 6 years, or Yovel. Those are the three ways that what? And how many of you can go free? At maturity, at the end of 6 years, and what else? At Yovel, at Jubilee year. Just like Yavama is not Yotze, any of those three, and Naomi Vriya is, Kavachomer should go out with Chalitza. And this Kavachomer is even better than Tosis Kavachomer. Why is this Kavachomer even better than Tosis Kavachomer? Why is this Kavachomer better than Tosis Kavachomer? Because why? Because you can't say a woman or a Shifcha Kananis will save the day. Why not? because they're not yotze b'simanim sheishanim ayovel. This projection, or this presentation of Tosfos, the Marsha and the Ma'arit ask Yosef, I have a better Kal V'chomer. What's the better Kal V'chomer? My Yavam is that Yotze B'Simonim with Yovel or Sheshonim. And it is Yotze what? It's Yotze with what? A Yavam is Yotze B'Chalitza. And I'm really it's Yotze with all those three should be Yotze B'Chalitza. And you can't bring in a woman or Shivka Nas to save the day. Because a woman and Shivka Nas don't go free in those three ways. They don't go free in those three ways. So if they don't go free in those three ways, this is a great kasha. What's the terrors, guys? What's the terrors? I want you to get this amazing terrors. It's an amazing terrors. So Bochanan says the terrors too as well. What do you say the terrors is? No. Pnei Yoshua, we said already. What's the answer to this kasha? What's the answer to this kasha? Okay? What's the answer? What do you say the answer is? Halach l'maisa? What do you say? I'll tell you like this. Because those three examples are not what? Those three examples are not a Yetzia. She is bought until that time. Sheishanim, Simonim, and Yovel. It's not an exit. More than that, it's not even an exit. The time frame of ownership ends then. Done. Dead at Sheishanim, it's dead at Yovel, and it's dead at what? It's dead at Simonim. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not a Yetziah. So you can't make a Kal V'chomer from Simonim. Their Zman is Kavua. From the Lechachila, they're only sold until those times. Masha'inkin, Eshtar, or Misa Adon, that's Begetter Yetziah. Those are Begetter Yetziah. So that's the Pshat L'maisa. Why this Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer. Okay? That's why this is not a good Kal V'chomer. It's a beautiful answer, conceptually, because not a Yetziah, you follow me? It's only a what? They're only bought till that certain time. So it's not a Yetziah, it doesn't even come up. Okay. Very good. Back to Tosfos now, okay? What does Tosfos say now? What do you say? Now Tosfos says the following, Vim Toimar. What's the kasha here? A few guys asked me. Why don't you learn out what? Please get it down. Let a shifl kenatis. He doesn't say it explicitly. Excellent, Avi. Excellent, Daniel. He gufa. What does he gufa mean? Take that din of shifl kenatis and learn a Kal V'chomer. What will be the Kal V'chomer? Don't skim. Let's say it outside. Mayavama the what? That's not yotze beget. Is yotze b'chalitza. Shifl kenatis, which is yotze beget. How much more so should be yotze b'chalitza? What'd you say?
Not
Yotze B'Chesed? No. We're trying to make it always Yotze B'Chalitza. Let the Shifcha Kananis be Yotze B'Chalitza.
Could you
the Kal V'chomer from Ketter? No. My Yavama, that's not Yotze B'Get. There's Yotze B'Chalitza. Shifcha Kananis, that is Yotze B'Get. Ain't no Ditchit Yotze B'Chalitza. The point of this Torah is to make Chalitza good, right? So let it be good for a Shifcha Kananis, and let it also be good for what? For an Amivri as well. Right? And you can't slug it up by saying what? Shifcha Kananis is different. That it's not Yotze B'Chalitza. Why? Because we're trying to say the Kal V'chomer also what? That a Shifcha Kananis should be Tetze B'Chalitza. We're trying to get our cake and eat it here too, says Tosfos. You're trying to make a Shifcha Kananis be Yotze B'Chalitza. You're trying to make an Amivri also Yotze B'Chalitza. But didn't we already try to make an Amivri Yotze B'Chalitza? How do we save that? How do we save an Amivri that's not Yotze B'Chalitza? Through Shifcha Kananis. But now we're trying to say Shifcha Kananis should be Tetze B'Chalitza. So now we're trying to upgefreg everything. Let a Shifcha Kananis, let an Amivri, let them both go out B'Chalitza. That's Tosfos Kasha. He Gufa. You have no way of saving it by saying, oh, Amivri, I answered it through Shifcha Kananis. I'm trying to challenge now Shifcha Kananis, let it be Yotze B'Chalitza. That's his Kasha. Amazing. So what's the Teretz? Go ahead, Daniel. Yesh Lomar. You can slug it up. Go ahead. What's the slug up? Yavam is special because why? If the Yavim dies, you're Yotze B'Chalitza. Tomar B'Shifra K'nainis, the what? It's not Yotze. It doesn't go up in Misa Sada. You go to the Yorshim. Therefore, any yotze b'chalitza. So therefore, since a what? Shivka kanan is ne yotze b'chalitza, you can no longer ask what? You can no longer ask what? Then an amivriya should be yotze b'chalitza kava chomra fiyum of Abba. Because you have shivka kanan that slugs it up. You follow me? So it answers both kashas. We just proved that a shivka kanan cannot be yotze b'chalitza. Once you say it's a yotze b'chalitza, it also answers the kasha of a kava chomra from your amivriya too as well. In one swoop. Do you follow me? That's what Taisa says, an ingenious answer. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting. I want you to get this down. Please get this down. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks this kasha. Please get it. In the Kovach Yiru. He asks a bomb kasha. He says like this. Please get it. He says, a Yavam is not Yotz and Rishus Yabin. Where what? Let's say there are multiple brothers. And one brother dies. Does she go free? No. She does not go free. The only time she goes free is there was only one surviving brother. What about a Shifra Knanis? Does a Shifra Knanis go free by Mrs. Adon? That's only if they're what? If they're a Yorshim, right? That's only if they're a Yorshim. She doesn't go free. So in other words, what's the big deal? There's the Gemara comes up with this tremendous thing. Come on, Simi, let's get this. Okay? Let's get it. The Gemara comes up with this amazing thing. Tosfos says that there's a difference between the Mises Adon, which releases, which does not release the Shifra Kananis because they're Yorshim, and Mises Ayabim does release her. Let me ask you a question. Is that really true? What happens if there's another brother alive? She free? No. And let's say by a Shifra Kananis, Daniel, there are no Yorshim. Does she go free? If there's no Yorshim, does she go free? Yes, so what's the big deal? It's just technicalities. It's a bomb kasha, Rebbe Chanan asks. It's mamash a bomb kasha. Don't tell me these categories are so much different from one another. They're not different from one another. They're not different from one another at all. How are they different from one another? Mises Ayabim, that's if there's no surviving brother. Mises of Adon doesn't release him. That's if there's Yorshim. He's got kids. That's what Rebbe Chanan asked in Osi Adal that I gave you.
He doesn't have kids with the
Shifra. Free. She's free. It's Hefker. No, no. What did Taisa say? Mises Ayabim releases the woman. That's not true if there's other brothers. Mises HaShifra does not release. That's only if there's Yorshim. That's only if there's Yorshim, it does not release. But if there would be no Yorshim, it would release. Not that there's a big difference between the two. No, Mises HaAdon does not release her because there are Yorshim. There are. There's a Yorish. Right, but I'm saying what happens if there's no Yorshim? It wouldn't release her. So what's the big deal?
One is Yorshim, one's Achim. It's different.
But you have to say more than that, Ben. What does he? What does Tosis mean, conceptually? So I want you to get this answer. The Minchas Yehud and the Birkas Avram say an amazing answer. The pshat is the following. When there are two brothers and one of them dies, that's not called Mises Ayabim. It's not called Mises Ayabim because there's another brother there. If there are two brothers and one dies, that's not called Mises Ayabim, Simi, because there's another brother that's alive. But when you talk about a Shifcha, there was no concept of a Yorish. When the guy dies, that's called Mises Ayabim. There's a new din that comes in and saves the day. What's that new din that saves the day? What's that called? That's called what? Yerushas Overus Liorish. It's Yerushas Overus Liorish. So Al Pidin, the Shifcha, there was not a schus to the Yorish beforehand. The Yorish wasn't in the realm. Halach Lamais. You follow what I'm saying? So conceptually, what he wants to tie in is that Mises Ayabin, by definition, is when there's only one brother. That's it. That's the whole definition. It's only when there is one brother. When there's two brothers and one dies, that's not called Mises Ayabim. But when you talk about a Shifcha, there was no Yorish there at all. When the Adon dies, there is Mises Adon, Halacha L'maaseh, and that doesn't what? That doesn't release her because why? There's a new din called what? There's a new din called Yerusha. That's what he wants to tie in. Halacha L'maaseh. The Yorish is Omim Mikom of Yesh Kan Adon.
Yorish what?
The Yorish is b'makom the Adon, and therefore what? It's like there's an Adon. There's a master there. Halacha L'maaseh. So we call that Mises Adon, but Lamaisa, the Mises Adon doesn't do anything because the Yorish comes in there right away. You follow what I'm saying? It's a very conceptual answer. Okay? Very conceptual. Oh, based on all this now, go ahead, Daniel, finish the, read the last answer to Tysus. So Tysus is asking a great question. So Lamaisa, what does he say? So what's the answer? Well, it's already, we're going to have to finish up the Tysus tomorrow in the beginning of Shivim Torah. Hold on a second. What's the last Nakuda that you just read, Daniel? That what? What's the answer? What did Tysus ask? Tysus asked that what? What did Tysus ask? Everyone should be Yotzev what? And Amei Vriya should be Yotzev Chalitza. Everyone. Amei Vriya should be Yotzev Chalitza. Who else should be Yotzev Chalitza? Shifcha Knanis? What's the answer? The answer is there's a fundamental difference between Yavama and what? And the Shifcha Knanis. Shifcha Knanis is not Yotzev and Mises Adon. And a Yavim is. So you can't build up a Kaval Chaimer for an Amei Vriya and Shifcha Knanis from what? From Yavama. Okay? We have to pick it up from the last Im Tomar. Okay? All right, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's have Minchin. Tomorrow we got to do Chumash too as well. Okay? What'd you say?
Chayel.
What's Chayel?